بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. Honorable listeners، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Last week we discussed the heart of a believer and we also made mention of the author of the book Ma'arif al-Masnawi, the commentary of the poems of Hazrat Mawlana Rumi rahimahullah. And we discussed briefly on Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayh. Today we'll make mention of Hazrat Mawlana Rumi rahimahullah, which is a short biography who he was. So Hazrat Mawlana Rumi rahimahullah's name was Muhammad and his title was Jalaluddin. But generally, he became known as Mawlana Rumi rahimahullah. He was born in the town of Balkh in 604 after Hijri and belonged to the family of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His father's name was Bahauddin bin Hussein Balkhi. Muhammad Khawarizm Shah Balkhi was his maternal grandfather. In 610 after Hijri, Mawlana's father, Bahauddin, left Balkh and settled in Naishapur. On arrival at Naishapur, his father took him to the famous saint, Khaja Fariduddin Attar, rahimahullah. Mawlana was then 6 years old, and Khaja Fariduddin gave them a copy of his Masnavi as a present and said to his father, "Do not be negligent of this able one. He will one day make his voice heard." Mawlana Rumi rahimahullah acquired his initial instructions from his father. The father chose his most foremost student and murid to be a teacher and mentor to the young boy. And in this manner, Mawlana studied most of the branches of knowledge under the student. Mawlana Burhanuddin, at the age of 18 years, got Mawlana Rumi married. And in that same year, he went with his father to settle in a place called Konya. When Mawlana was 25 years old, his father passed away. Mawlana then went to Syria for the sole purpose of completing his studies. For some time, Mawlana stayed at Madrasa Jaladiyah in Halab, Aleppo, where he also sought the spiritual guidance and blessings of Kamaluddin bin Adim, rahimahullah. Thereafter, for 7 years, he went to study in Damascus. At Damascus, Mawlana studied all the madhahib, ilmul kalam, fiqh, and acquired a good knowledge of all the differences of opinion in dini matters. He also highly qualified in philosophy and tasawwuf. After the death of his father, Sayyid Burhanuddin was also his mentor on the path of tariqat for 9 years. Thereafter, he spent the rest of his life in teaching and lecturing. So this is just a brief into the life of Hazrat Mawlana Rumi rahimahullah. So we should understand this from the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the different branches of deen. That يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم. This is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught the Sahaba. Now, we'll focus on the last part, which is being very neglected from amongst many of our Muslims throughout the world. And that is the part of tazkiyah, tasawwuf. And here, alhamdulillah, whilst Mawlana already studied in his madrasa life, he already did the the study of tasawuf and philosophy. So what is this? Tasawuf is not something new, respected elders and friends and mothers, brothers that are listening on Markaz Sahaba this morning. Tasawuf is and was always present from the time of Nabi alayhi salam till today. So we need to go into this companionship of such people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullah wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen. That O you who believe, O you who believe, or O my beloved servant, bring in yourself taqwa. And then, kunu ma'a sadiqeen, love with my chosen servant, translated as my honest servant. And another translation also giving of it is, love with my pious people. So alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to have good companionship, for indeed good companionship only makes a person a better, and evil companionship only brings about evil within a person. Many people then term it as peer pressure. You know, it was peer pressure. My friends were going into the club, so I couldn't tell them no, that they can go and I'll sit in a car, because I never know they're going there. So it was out of pressure I went in. Or it was out of pressure I did this. Respected friends and elders, it can never be out of pressure that we do things. Evil companionship will only destroy us. And we can see what is happening throughout the world. We can see what is happening even in our country to our youth because of this evil companionship. Look at the word Sahaba. What does Sahaba mean? Sahaba comes from the root words of Sahaba. Sahaba meaning companion. So they were the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. And because of their companionship, look at where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took them. Then Nabi alayhi salam mentioned that al-ulama'u warathatu al-anbiya wa inna al-anbiya'a lam yuwarithu dinara wala dirhama. That the ulama are the inheritors of the anbiya. And the anbiya's inheritance is not dinars and dirhams, but indeed it is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the nur of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, we should go in search of such ulama who have spent time in the companionship of the pious people, made the islah, and are able to make others islah. And respected friends and elders, if we do so, we will only benefit. And I'll end on a story of one pious person in this past century from India. He was admitted in a hospital and he was a khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Hardoi Rahimahullah. So when he was in hospital, then the doctors were taking out, you know, they asked him, who is the one to inherit everything from you? So he put Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullahi's name there. So he said, who is this person? So they said, no, he is my spiritual father or my spiritual doctor. So the doctors were baffled. You say, we doing medicine for so long and now there's something like a spiritual doctor. So he said, yeah, you have the state-of-the-art machinery, from one drop of blood, please tell me how much of kibar, pride, anger, animosity, how much of these qualities I do possess. Take one pint of blood of mine, or one tube of blood, and go and put it as a test. Go and see if your machines will be able to tell you all of that. So then he said that where our intellect ends, that's where wahi begins. And where the doctor's cures end, that's where the treatment of the spiritual doctors begin. So with that, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you and I, and bless us all with the best of companionship in this world. For indeed, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that on the day of Qiyamah, innaka ma'a man ahbabta, and we'll be with those people whom we love. So if we choose to have evil companionship in this world, then on the day of Qiyamah, we will be resurrected with them. Without that, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy and grace, may bless us all with blessed companionship. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us and utilize us all for the upliftment of deen. And not let us be a means of chasing people away because of the evils that are within us. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.